Blog Talk Radio.
Life? What? What? Right.
Heck yeah, I told somebody that earlier. I was like, I'm never growing up. I'm a gamer girl. Screw that.
Damn right. Damn right. Gamer girl for life.
They were talking about, oh, I don't game anymore because I finally had to grow up and this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, see, that's fuck that. If I have to grow up and never game, no. See, it goes along with my same line. If heaven doesn't have internet, I'm not going.
Well, hell has internet and it's hot, and I hear they have Mountain Dew.
Oh, dude, I'm there.
I don't care about Mountain Dew, but the rest, yeah, I'm there.
Mountain Dew, are you kidding me? Psh.
I don't like Mountain
Dew. That's like a drug to me. Just hook me up an IV line.
You got sweet tea?
Sweet tea, too. Sweet tea. You probably have sweet tea.
You know what? You can tell she's in Texas. Sweet tea. Anyone tell you the backwards thing about being in Texas with the sweet tea? You would think the further south you go, the sweet tea would be, you know, the thing. It's the further north in Texas you go that the sweet tea is the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It's very weird. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I should introduce us now, huh?
Maybe, kinda, sorta, possibly.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It is December 15th, 2011, and it is about that time. It is Thursday, and it's time for the Raw edition of Gamer Girls Radio. You hear us on Tuesdays doing our Pixinista, which is our fashion show.
Yeah, that wasn't Raw at all Tuesday.
No, that wasn't Raw at all. Not at all, no. And you also hear Ginger and Corey every day for lunch. Doing the Ginger and Corey lunch special thing. But on Thursdays, that's when we get downright just down and dirty. I mean, just raw, just raw, you know. I know what that was.
Did
she really just raw?
I did. I totally just rawed. I'm Snow White, and you all know me by now. At least I hope so. If you don't, where the hell have you been?
She's the chick with the sex phone operator voice.
I'm not even trying right now, dude. I mean, I totally could try, but we're not going to.
She does the whole, porno star hair flip.
Hey, do not bring that up. We started. We have a guest, so I'm trying my best to behave because I was told that I have to behave, so I'm trying. And I was told that by the boss lady herself, Ms. Corey / Gamanatrix, who's also here.
I am.
You are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am?
Yes.
I don't hear my theme music, so I don't think I'm here.
What theme music?
This.
There we go. Okay,
yeah,
now you're going to have to find theme music for me, because you know.
And why can I see Corey dancing in her character?
And I was.
She totally was. She totally was.
Our
youngest member, well, I consider her the youngest because, well, she might be the youngest. I don't know.
No, but she's the second youngest. Blaster's our baby.
Oh, I miss Blaster. Okay, but our youngest female in his house, that is Ginger Rocks. Hi, Ginger.
Hey, Snow.
A.K.A. Tape Boobs.
I'm taking my boobs. Not at Jay, though. Jay, you get no boobs today. Tomorrow you get a boob.
Electrical tape boobs.
Ow. Yes. You know, I tried that once.
That hurts.
It does. I tried that once. It really hurts.
Yeah.
It does. I just thought I'd say that.
It looks sexy as hell.
Yeah, it does. It totally does. But then when you take it off, it's like, ouch.
Yeah, yeah. Tender skin. You shouldn't put tape there.
And you know I'm rubbing it now because it's
just, you know, imagining the pain.
Yes, that's not good. Do we have anything we want to talk about before I bring in our special guest?
No, you need to get some ice for them nipples. Okay, so anyway.
I think I do. Okay.
Our guest is like, what have I gotten myself into? He was warned, though. Sometimes we don't warn people, but I wanted to warn him because this is an important thing he's coming by to talk about. Not that the games aren't important, but
games are life.
Yeah, that's a life. We have life for us. We eat, breathe, sleep, and live games. But I wanted to warn him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I will cut you.
I'm glad you warned him because otherwise he might have hung up by now.
Would you intro our lovely guest?
I will, and I'll try to do it as nicely as possible.
Uh-oh.
Our guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Mark Minter, who happens to be a game programmer gone game recruiter. And we'll just let him go ahead and explain all about that. Hang on just a minute.
Ladies, good to be with you tonight. You guys are really having some fun.
I never know.
Fun to be on your side of the planet.
We're just one time zone away.
That's right.
I understand. Well, thanks for having me tonight. I figured we're here for two reasons. One, to tell you all about the Game Industry Virtual Expo that is coming up in April. It's going to be April 18th, 2012. Can you believe we're talking about 2012 already? And, God, the Virtual Expo is designed for game companies to exhibit and show off their new game products and services. And it's also a career fair where game companies can interact with folks and hire them for their open positions. So it's kind of like E3 and the Game Developer Conference combined into one, but you don't have to get on an airplane. You don't have to pay for hotels. The expo is located online in a 3D environment. Guess what? It's an MMO, just like we're used to playing in the video game industry. So you get to walk around with your avatar. And what's really cool about it is you don't have to worry about confidentiality because no one knows who you are. It's your avatar. So your boss and your peers won't see you popping around exploring other companies. So it really prevents that from happening. You know how it is in a physical event. Everyone's kind of freaked out. They don't want you to see them mm-hmm. poking their head in the career fair. They don't want you to see them in EA's booth or someone else's booth. So, mm-hmm. you know, that takes all that away. And we're doing it with some of the leading associations like Casual Connect, IGDA, World Game Executives, ECA, Association of Virtual Worlds. Oh, my God, there's quite a few. So the website is givce.com, and we're really encouraging folks to register early. Registration is free. And sometime in February, we're going to be sending out a avatar builder so you can create your avatar and attend the show. I've always wondered for years why we are still getting on airplanes in the video game industry. Hello, we're
exactly.
high tech. I don't get it. We're getting on airplanes. We're, like, going to a physical event when we got all this technology. So we all decided to get together and use that tech and create an online expo. So that's kind of cool.
So y'all – sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So y'all aren't using anything like Second Life or what's that new one that's up and coming? I can't think of the name of it.
Virtual Worlds or
– Virtual Worlds, yeah.
No, you know, we looked at some of that, but actually there are just a few, there are about 10 companies that make virtual online software for expos and for conferences. So we tested out all the, you know, the companies, and we found the one that was kind of the best, you know, best with features, but also simple, because, you know, we're going to have some people don't really, have never played an MMO before, they've never set up an avatar, so we didn't want to make it too complicated for those of us who are new to it, but we also didn't want to make it too boring for those of us who, of course, know how to play games. So we found the one that was a happy medium. So it's kind of cool. So we got about 1,000 people pre-registered already, and my gosh, it's not till April, so we're rocking and rolling, and we're just encouraging folks to pre-register so we can, you know, get them building the avatars.
Now, Mark, I actually have a question. This is Snow, by the way. Hi.
Hey, Snow.
Hi. I was actually wondering, can you please explain to me and everyone out there exactly what a game programmer gone game recruiter does?
Well, you know, I started off in the industry years ago as a game programmer, and, you know, I'm a little old. I've been in the industry for 27 years. Every time I say that, I'm like, can't even believe that. So, you know, back then, 27 years ago, we were all geeks and freaks. If you worked in the video game industry, what was that? Especially having a programming degree. So I started off working at Cincinnati Millicron, which was a robotics company, and we were at Carnegie Mellon
wow.
doing some robotics stuff, working on AI, and I saw a video game for the first time because at night the guys at CMU would take over the mainframe computer. I'm sure the administrative staff at Carnegie Mellon would not have been pleased with that. We'd take over the mainframe computer and started playing what is known today as Asteroids. And the minute I saw that video game, I realized I was totally in the wrong business. So I quit my job, packed my bags, moved to San Francisco, walked into a game company that was called Sphere at the time, that became Spectrum Holobyte, then it became MicroProse, then it became Atari, then it became Hasbro, then it became Ubisoft. Whoa! And now it's Hasbro again today. Whoa, I know. And so that's how I kind of got started in the industry, and I started as a programmer. Then I got promoted. I had to start hiring people. I brought in 200 people to Spectrum Holobyte. Then I went to Trip Hawkins' second company, which was like, you know, 3DO. And he walked in the second day and said, "Hey, Mark, I hear you can hire. How about 300 people for 3DO Studio?" So I went back to hiring again and brought in about 300 and something folks to 3DO Studio. And after that, I realized, you know, there was really some value in a recruiter who actually knew how to make games. So everyone on my staff comes from the game industry. I have ex-art directors, ex-programmers, ex-game designers. If you don't know how to make a game, you're not a recruiter on my staff, because why bother? You know, so we get to work on really fun searches. I work on stuff that is not advertised. It's really unique. You know, it's never published. And that's kind of rocking. And I just have a lot of fun doing it. So, and so when I get to talk to another brother or sister programmer, you know, we all know what we're talking about when I have a conversation with them.
So that's I'm sort of there. I'm not a great programmer, but
she's better than she gives herself credit for. Don't let her.
Just don't ask me how it works. Just tell me to do it. That's how I work. Don't ask
me
any other questions.
That works. That works. I, you know, hey.
I just know it works. I don't know why or how, but yeah. That's not good for beta testing, though.
No.
So Mark, I guess we have another question. As far as, obviously we can't, is there a way for them to check out the virtual world at all? You know, is there,
totally, on the GIVCE.com website, there is a demo for people attending the event. There's a demo if you want to set up a booth at the event, so you can sort of get a feel for what it's like to walk on the floor and what it looks like and all that kind of stuff. It's really kind of cool. It's just like being at a conference. It's like, okay. So there's conference halls, exhibit halls. There's a networking lounge, of course, where IGDA and Casual Connect and all the folks who are members are going to be at the networking lounge. You know, there's an auditorium where tutorials are happening and where guest speakers are speaking. And all of it's like on demand. So your avatar can just click a button and, you know, cause it to happen instantly. So we don't, you know, you don't have to be like, oh, showing up at 12 o'clock or 12:15 or something. It really is quite, you know, using all the tech and taking, you know, and using all the, you know, and making it all happen in real time. I think it's pretty cool. It actually blows you away. It's kind of fun.
Now, what kind of PC specs? What if somebody has a lower-end computer?
You know, any internet connection on almost any internet-enabled device will get you rocking and rolling into the internet.
Really?
Yeah, so it's going to be a Mac, a PC, whatever, you know?
It's not graphics-intensive at all?
No, because it's all happening on the server side. So you're just a little client when you plug in. Uh-oh, I'm getting technical now. So, you know, you're just a little client when you plug in, so it doesn't really matter. Just like the smartphones work, it's just talking to a server, and there you go.
Very nice.
And that is very nice.
Yeah. That relates to our topic anyway today on MMOs. Didn't you see the news about freemium versus subscription-based, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let's just lay this out, okay? You have three things that can happen to you on the show. You can be cut, shanked, or kissed. Mm-hmm. You're leaning towards the cut and shank side? No.
You are totally stealing topics, dude, and that is not what you're going to do. I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. Don't steal topics. We'll stay on the virtual expo.
Okay, so now one more thing, because how we're finding the virtual expo site, obviously, is going to GameRecruiter.com, but you're giving us another URL, and we're not quite clear on what you're saying. Is it G-I-B as in boy, or G-I-V as in Victor?
G-I-V as in Victor, C as in Charlie, E.com. You can also find it on GameRecruiter.com, but we thought we'd set up a separate site so that it wasn't so confusing. We're still working on that separate site, so sometimes you'll still see the GameRecruiter logo. We keep trying to take that off. It's like, come on, stop confusing people. But, you know, GameRecruiter is just one of the sponsors, you know, with the associations.
Fantastic. And we have all the way until April to get ready. Resumes and all that good stuff works the same. Yay.
Exactly. When you have your resume, that's why you want to set your avatar up ahead of time, get that resume uploaded. And again, no one needs to know who you are, so you come up with a fun name. And unless you want to reveal yourself when you're in a booth, no one knows you're in the booth. So I think that's pretty cool.
Is this one your first one, or is this an annual thing?
You know, this is the first one, but we hope to turn it into an annual event. So, you know, we're gonna, you know, we want to test the water, see how it works. We've had, you know, other industries have done it. So, again, why the game industry hasn't broken in, why we weren't the first to do it, I don't get. And, you know, but we certainly are going to take over the airwaves as far as I'm concerned.
Awesome. I've seen it done in Second Life, but not to this scale. It's usually just one company in Second Life that'll have, like, a hiring fair. And it's very – reason why we're asking about graphics, because it's very graphics intensive. If you're not there at a certain time, you don't get in. So I like
that. Oh, no. See, this happens, you know, it's live on one day, but then it's still there for 90 days after. So you can still take your avatar, walk around, you know, watch the exhibits, you know, listen to topics. You know, but the booths won't be manned with live people. It's only manned one day, so it's really a 90 day event when you think about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so that'll actually give people a chance, just in case they have to maybe work that day, or they just can't be on for whatever reason. They can just visit another time and have almost the same experience, except not the interaction. Right.
Exactly. Because you know, during that the live day, you can actually video chat with the people in the booth. You know, at the like ZeniMax, Bethesda, id Software, they're going to be there. So you can actually talk to the hiring managers. You can talk to the HR folks. You can talk to the president, the vice presidents that are hanging out in the booth. So it's a really good opportunity to interact that way. Kind of cool. You can do it IM or video. But, of course, the rest of the time, it's not as real time as that, you know, but still they'll get the data. You'll get the data, you know, technology.
Very, very nice. Okay, now, Mark, we can move along.
All righty.
Now we can move on to the topic.
Anyway, again, you can check it out. Again, website one more time.
G-I-V as in Victor, C-E .com. Game Industry Virtual Career Expo.com.
Hotness. If you need a job. Or if you don't
need a job.
That's
right. Need a job, or you just want to check out what's going on at some of the other companies, and you don't want people to know you're doing it, that's the way to do it. Of course, a lot of companies will also be showing their new games and their new services. So,
you said the magic words. You said they will be showing new games. We are there.
We are there.
We are already in there.
Yeah. It's really just like an E3 and a GDC all kind of combined together. We're going to have to get you guys a booth there, too, as well. So,
that would be fantastic.
In fact, we're going to comp you a booth. So, you're there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You do know this is a live show now, Mark, and this is on, you know, recorded. So
I got it. But you'll still be there anyway.
You want it to be as real as possible.
No, you cannot have any tape on your boobs. It's your... And that's, as a matter of fact, Mark,
you could tape your avatar.
we were actually talking about having, because we do a Tuesday night show called Pixie Easter, which is about virtual fashion, pointing out to some people the proper way to dress, even at a virtual job fair. So we have to tell Ginger, you're not helping. Nobody can – this is not the proper job to show up with the tape on the boobs, Ginger.
You never know. Have you seen the girls in most MMOs?
Are you a booth? You're a digital booth babe. Is that what you're saying?
No. I will disown you if you become a digital booth babe.
Okay. All right. Not a digital booth babe. I'm just imitating most of the armor for the women in any sort of MMO.
God.
I know, but you don't want to be distracting. You want people to focus on your skills, not your neckline.
That is her skills.
See, no. And just Jay is in the room, and now she's yelling out boobs. No.
I can see. You're right.
Hey, are you there, Jay?
Yes, he is.
Yes, Jay, you are still in the room.
Too much Mountain Dew going on around here.
Yeah, not enough Mountain Dew, actually. I could use a couple more.
Yeah.
Or one period. Okay, so we got to move along, you people.
But yeah.
You people.
Well, what are we doing this time? Are we going to do one he already brought up? Because he just totally ruined it.
Well, yeah, he totally just.
That's
it. We're done. No, I'm kidding. We're still going to do it. We have the mouths on us, chicks. We can talk for days about anything. Okay, so part of the news this morning, if you were listening, one of the guys was talking about that. I said one of the guys. Y'all, I'm trying to get my bearings. Snow made me spit out my gum, so now I'm just all gone.
You were popping in my ear. It was driving me crazy.
I need some gum, woman. Okay, so Gene Hoffman, no relation. No, you know what? There is no Gene Hoffman. Anyway, he's the CEO of a payment firm called Vindicia. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's V-I-N-D-I-C-I-A. Is it Vindicia or Vindicia?
Yeah.
He's saying some of the MMOs that are launching are really, really bad. And in addition to that, you know, there's the freemium to premium. And he says the reason why they have to do that is because they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
So let me – who was that? Was that Ginger speaking?
Yes.
Let's ask our guest. I'm not going to ask you to. What do you think about that? Do you think that's the reason why – they're having to go from freemium to premium is because they're just bad MMOs?
No, I don't think so at all. I think MMOs are getting way, way better, actually.
Really?
You know, yes, unless you're Blizzard or BioWare, you know, this whole pay-for-it experience is just dead and gone. That is a dumb model. That is a dinosaur age, and subscription-based games are just gone, gone, gone. That model doesn't work anymore unless you happen to be Blizzard or BioWare, and I bet within the next year that both BioWare and Blizzard will take their games and make them free as well, because WoW's kind of free already. Isn't it like the first 20 levels?
But,
and I bet you,
but the rest of the 60, well, what, 65, because you can go to 85 now.
Yeah.
So the rest of the 65 levels you have to pay for, and they're all crap. First 20 are the best levels.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree. WoW has become ridiculously easy. They have oversimplified everything from crafting to leveling. I swear, all you have to do is just click your mouse. Doesn't matter what, you just click it, and you'll level. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, we're just trying to appeal to Gen Pop. You know how it is. So us serious gamers are kind of losing out with some of that stuff because, you know, everyone in the Gen Pop world, you know, they just want to have an experience and get on and off you know, and they just don't have the patience, you know, for a storyline and to play a game and, you know, like we do.
Fine.
So
y'all have your 20-minute dungeons. I want my dungeons to last 2 or 3 hours, and I don't want them to be the stupid where you got to do for a week-long dungeon. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, you can still do it, like in Rift, but again, I think Rift's going to go free-to-play, too. I think it has to, especially with Old Republic coming out.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any choice. I think people are going to start to look at that, you know, Old Republic and be, what am I paying $14.99 for when I can do this free-to-play model, you know?
Well, now, see, Gene is also saying that what's probably killing the industry or in this particular sense is that they're not, they don't have more than one business model. He says it is, you know, we have subscription-based and then we have your freemium, and he said you should have more than one model. You should have maybe it's free.
GLaDOS is humping you.
Oh,
GLaDOS said you bent over the desk.
I don't know. I don't know that he's so right, because I mean, even the crappy MMOs like DC Universe Online, you know, when it went free to play, it spiked. I mean, they went to 3 million players from barely being able to have a player on that game, thanks to, using the Steam platform, and they're making money left and right, you know, so...
I'm inclined to agree with him. The one company we keep forgetting about, I mentioned this morning, that has always had more than one business model, including a free version, is Second Life. Mm-hmm. It's still considered an MMO, and they've always had you can play for free, or you can pay this much, and you get these additional things. You can pay this much, you get this much additional. And something that we just found out this week that Ginger did not share with the rest of us is that there was a special whole MMO inside Second Life called, was it Legends?
They just started advertising that after they let everybody else play it. They didn't tell us people.
Well, no. Here was the gist: is it was supposed to only be available to people who had a premium subscription, and a lot of people didn't know.
I didn't get so much as an email.
Well, no, they didn't tell the Ginger.
Nobody ever tells the Ginger anything.
And now she's offended.
Yeah, I am. I'm offended. And it's actually kind of fun. I took some new friends over there and watched them die repeatedly. It was good.
She keeps talking about them poor people.
If any of y'all are listening, I love y'all.
But so he's saying he would like to see something like pay $5 a month or have people pay for beta, which I completely disagree with. I don't think anybody should be in beta.
No,
but
y'all should be paying
beta.
Us for your betas because...
Yeah.
Exactly. Hello, we're testing that game, finding all your flaws. Will you pay me? Don't have me pay you.
Yeah,
I don't think subscription-based model works anymore. Who wants to pay a monthly fee? I mean, because games come and go. I mean, we get interested in them, then we pull out. And so why am I paying a monthly fee for a game that I'm sort of not playing?
Yeah. If you could offer me something new, something different, sure, that's great. But for these well, I won't even say well knockoffs, because well is a knockoff.
It really is.
If you can give me something new, like Fallen Earth. We love Fallen Earth. We love them.
Although they've gone free to play.
They've gone very basic free to play. The stuff that we have access to is premium. You cannot get it. I will tell you what I pay a subscription for. A game where when they say, you know, we're not sure of the rating, let's just go ahead and say it's rated M, period. Mm-hmm. And I would pay for that because I am very annoyed to have 5-year-olds in my game running around screaming and doing crazy stuff. I would pay to be an adult-only MMO. I would.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever played that Red Light Center.district.com? Center.com. I got bored with that after 5 minutes, but still, it was kind of fun
Let me explain, because I did this. We did a sex podcast. Was it a year ago?
It's been 2 years ago now. It's time for a new one.
Yeah, it really is time for a new one, but I'm not doing that again, okay? So I was trying to do some research on it, and I actually bought a month subscription just to try to see what the game was.
I did the same.
It was ridiculous. It was so boring.
So boring.
Oh, it was horrible. And I'm a person who's really big into online role play. I like text-based online role play, and it was just, I tried to do that with a couple people, and I couldn't do it. I was like,
you guys know what that is. That is interactive pornography. They even have, if you look very carefully at their website, items that the guys are supposed to buy to enhance the experience. And then when I when you were doing the research, when I was messaging them back and forth, I said, what do you got for the girls? What do we have for us?
Yeah,
and he says, well, women don't really play. Really? So you mean all the guys there are all, you know, it's all guys together?
It's all guys? Really? I don't know. So,
apparently they are.
Okay. What was I doing? Hello.
What a freaky game that was. I had that on. I was showing people, and, you know, my office is cubes, and all of a sudden the speakers went on loud, and those pre-recorded oohs and ahs and whatever. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, throw the computer down.
That is crazy. Oh, I wish I'd been there.
I got embarrassed when the sounds came on at my house. I was like, oh, my God, let me turn this off.
I can imagine.
Like,
you know who does a great game with that free-to-play model is Riot Games. They got their act together. That League of Legends rocks. And their model, their free-to-play model, is really cool because what they do is, you know, they give you 5 free characters at the beginning of the game, even though it's like 50 available. And what Riot does, which a lot of these MMOs don't do, is, you know, every week they give you like a special and they let you try out a few new characters per week, and then they switch the characters on you. So then if you really like a character and fall in love with that character, then you got to whip your wallet out and spend $5 to buy the character. But that is a great model because that hooks people in to spending some cash, you know what I mean? But yet it's still free.
I will tell you why.
You know?
Let me point out something else. I'm going to bring Second Life back into this. The reason why theirs has worked all these years, it's not even that it's freemium or that they're allowing you to buy stuff. It's because they allow the introduction of real money.
Yes.
If the WoW and Rift, if they're going free, and all the rest of them would allow players to use real transactions, I think that's when
it works. That's happening. That's coming
out with
WoW.
You know,
WoW's doing that pretty soon.
But you know, for all this time, they've been like, well, we don't want you to do that, and we got the gold farmer people. The gold farmers go away when
they're
money.
Why? They came away with millions of dollars, and why should they make money? So take it in, do it yourself, and take control of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's what
and it works,
Blizzard's doing.
It works well. It works very well in Second Life. The economy is booming, especially the clothing industry, which
well,
we
you're
all
making
know.
Me want to go back into Second Life again. I haven't been in that world for a while. And
How long has it been since you've been out?
You know, I think it's been about 2 years since I played Second Life.
Oh, honey. It is
I know. I just, you know, been there, done it, and I thought, all right, whatever, but I think I got to go back and visit.
Yeah,
well,
you totally do.
Gosh, has he missed, like, Wind Lights? You've missed the, what is it, they just introduced a mesh. You have people or companies building whole entire MMOs. Assassin's Creed is one of our favorites. What's the other one? Ginger, help me.
Bloodlines?
No, Bloodlines is a scam.
No. Bloodlines is not a game. That's a pyramid scheme.
I'm just saying.
If it was run right, then yes, it would be an excellent
game.
It's not run right.
But
we got a bunch of MMOs in there now. There is one called Legends is one.
Yes.
The other one that I love. It's set in the Victorian era. Just awesome. They've been doing some amazing things in Second Life. So you got to come back.
All over the
place. All right, got to come back. I'll do that. I will just certainly do so.
But we and back to the freemium thing. A primary example of that is the game Assassin's Grid. Okay, I'm pretty sure most of the guys in there that own Assassin's Grid have free accounts, but they've built their game. They allow you to start playing for free, but where they get you is weapons upgrades. Oh, you got to pay. You want a new gun. You want a faster gun to take down enemies. Okay, that's going to be about, 500 lindens. That's $5 real life. And all these little microtransactions add up when you're walking around in there. So that's why I think WoW and all of them could years ago have learned something from Second Life, because I think they went free to play, 2006, 2007?
Yeah.
And so they were already ahead of the curve, but nobody gives them credit for that. I'm giving you credit, Lindens. You did a fantastic job. I'm in there. I'm staying.
I love
it. Go Bay Area.
If I could just figure out how to make sex objects, I could be a millionaire.
Girl, could you? Man.
Actually, I don't even... That's a whole other topic. I'm not going to go there. We'll go there off air.
Yeah, we have to save our new sex and game show. We may have to do that one Christmas.
Well, I'm thinking there is another industry that is quickly building.
Save that for afterwards. Yeah. We're going to save that for another show.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, you had other things you wanted to discuss, yes?
Yes.
look, everybody's like, what? Who, me?
All right, who wants to go first? You or me, Snow?
I could do it really quickly because it's actually kind of about WoW, since we don't talk about WoW. I was actually chilling around online, and I found out that China is actually letting World of Warcraft be in their country. No, there was like a beta going on. And
that wasn't already allowed there?
No, it wasn't. They actually took it offline, and there was a beta in China, but they had to take it offline again and make some changes. And now this is kind of tripping me out. And my question is, do you think this is going to make WoW better or worse? Because right now, I don't really think you can make it any worse. But so what they're having to do, they're getting rid of piles of bones. So now it's like bags of feed or sand or whatever. The blood is no longer blood. It's like black oil. So wherever you saw blood in the game, it looks like black oil instead. The zombie characters, like the undead, there's no more exposed bones. They have covering on all of them.
They're not doing that to the U.S. version, are they?
No. This is just China. So my question would be, would you prefer to play that game, or would you prefer to play WoW as it is now?
Well, as an American, I want to play WoW as it is now, but maybe as someone from Asia, I would like sand. I don't know. Or oil.
I don't want to play it at all.
I think their deal is that it's rude to the dead people.
No. What they said was, I think they said something about, where was it in here? Hold on. I'm looking at the thing right now.
Well, cultural differences make it a big deal.
It does.
You know? So it just doesn't play right. You know what I'm saying?
The reason they gave, and this is a quote from the article, it says, the change stemmed from a controversial Subway advertisement featuring undead characters from World of Warcraft that supposedly scared children. So they're supposedly making all of these changes to WoW in order to keep children from being scared.
Why would children be playing WoW in the first place is my question.
If your child is young enough to be scared of fake bones in a game,
then they don't need to be playing the game.
Exactly. In a game that's as cartoony as WoW is, it's not even realistic.
Yeah.
You know, it's cartoony. It's just kind of a tongue-in-cheek humor.
It feels Fallen Earth different because Fallen Earth is crap.
There are a couple of quests inside Second Life if you actually pay attention to the quest lines that are a little bit darker. But most of them, you're right. Most of them
are.
In
World of Warcraft?
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
But think about it. Who actually reads those aside from us? Nobody actually reads the quest.
And you know those kids are not reading those. Kids are not interested in that. They're just
what's the one? The one out in Barrens, somebody's wife. I can't think of it. His wife has gone missing. She was taken out of their tent, beat, killed, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about changing the quest. All they're doing is changing the graphics, which is weird to me because it's cartoony graphics. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek things, you know. But you're not going to change the quest lines. You're not going to change what the characters are saying. You're just worried about the graphics. I don't know.
Now, let me try to understand something. No disrespect to our Chinese and overseas listeners, because we have quite a few. I don't get you guys. Because when your games come over here, they're half the time not even translated. Need I remind you, all your base are belong to us. And we still play. We're not offended.
Mm-hmm. All your girls are little high school, maybe girls, itty-bitty skirts, long ponytails, big eyes, huge boobs.
Yep. So I'm not understanding. But we try to change the stuff, then it's like, don't touch it. Don't touch our games, you know, Western people. Why are we not offended by, or if we are offended, it doesn't get changed when it comes over here.
A lot of games don't play, though. I mean, they really don't. They don't do well in the North American market. They've got to localize them. I mean, you guys are, you know, a little bit more adventurous, it sounds like. But, you know, a lot of times they'll release a game and it just doesn't play here, you know, because we're bored to death with it or whatever. You know,
well, that's because of what you said. Yeah, it was a culture. It doesn't translate into our culture.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, like the humor and everything. It just doesn't, you know, whatever.
It just
we just look at, you
unless,
know, we're like, what?
Unless you're like an anime fanatic and you're really big into Asian culture, it doesn't matter if it's Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese, whatever. If you're really big into Asian culture, then you might understand what's going on in most of the games. But for the most part, the average person in the West, not just America, but the average person in the West has no idea what is going on in any kind of Asian game. It doesn't matter where it's from.
Very true.
Yeah,
very
true.
And
really
I have
true.
A lot of weird Korean games.
Yeah, and I have no idea what's going on in half of them. I'm like,
well, it's
what?
Cool that you're playing them. That's really adventurous that you play them and you know you can try to get through that. Because I'd just be going, what? Now what do I do? You know,
yeah.
Especially when the words are flashing up, I'm like, does that mean shoot the gun? Does that mean what?
It's game ADD. We can't help it.
Well, it's what we do, though. You know, if we're going to talk about games, then we need to play all types of games and not just, you know, what we like. So
I think Aeon would be the closest, because Aeon was actually an American game that had Korean leanings, wasn't it? It wasn't actually
I think it. No, I think actually it was actually it was based in Asia, I think.
Yeah, well, NCSoft, they have a lot of headquarters. They've got some.
Yeah.
Here,
but Aeon was. And Rift is pretty close to being like an Asian MMO, but one that I really liked that it was kind of, I think it was free to play, if I remember correctly, was Silk Road. Have you guys ever played that?
I did not get to play, but I know of it, yes.
No,
yeah,
no.
Silk Road, yeah. And that was actually pretty good. It was a little more difficult, it was more challenging, and I think that's why I enjoyed it, because now the MMOs coming out in the U.S. or in the West or anything like that, it's just too easy for me. So Silk Road was a little more challenging. And I think it was free to play, or you could pay like microtransactions or whatever. But it was actually a really good game. I liked it.
See, you're hitting on something because I've been playing Prius, and I don't get Prius at all. I'm very annoyed by the little girl that's following me around.
And see, that seems to be a big thing with a lot of these MMOs. Because I mean, I've also been playing Rosh Online, and I want to say there was another one I played recently. Anyways, they all have some kind of little companion that are following you around that fight for you.
Yeah.
She doesn't fight for me. She
doesn't
do anything.
Me.
She doesn't do anything. That's what annoys me. She would fight. I'd be like, okay, she's got power. She just stands there and she keeps asking me, do you need help?
At
would
least
you like
protect
me to heal
me.
You?
Do something.
Yeah, I'm like, and then this is the part that really annoys me. I have to buy her clothes. Excuse me, I'm the one that buys clothes for me, not for you. They have a whole layout of clothes you have to buy for her with the big bow and the big fluffy dress. I'm like, no, that's just weird. Every time I see somebody run past me, I'm just like, oh, that's weird. And then mine is standing there. And I think they play together. No.
Maybe she's a chia pet.
Soul has some kind of little animal pet.
He's a chia pet. Oh, my God.
Chia pet.
So I have not been back into Prius. I tried to adjust, but it is one thing when I have a little dog or some little floaty thing next to me that's healing me or it's fighting. She does nothing
sure.
but complain. She complains the whole time. I'm hurt.
That's no good.
I'm hurt. Shut up and die then.
Oh, my God. It's like those remember those little Tamagotchi things? You had to keep them alive and, you know, whatever.
Yes,
oh, my God. I think I murdered
yes.
mine. Oh, I have some friends. They still have theirs. I'm like, wow, I can't believe you still have that thing.
I still have a Furby running around here somewhere.
I still have a
Furby. Are you serious?
Yeah,
yes, my
yeah.
grandmother has my Furby, but she keeps a sheet over it. She says it scares her.
You know, I actually saw a Treble from Star Trek the other day, and my friend has a few in a case from like the real show.
One.
I was like, oh my God, a Treble!
Oh.
I went to Dallas to the art museum there a couple of weeks back, and they had them there, and I almost grabbed one.
Oh, that is
so
lovely.
Cute. They're like little balls of puff.
Yes.
But that's all it was a little ball of puff.
Yeah, it really was. It was kind of funny when you look at all close. It's like, really? That's it?
So it doesn't do anything?
No, it was just like...
Not like the Furby. It can't steal. It can't spy like the Furby was. Everybody was afraid.
It won't spy. It won't steal your soul. It won't eat your babies.
Well, I have a cool guest for you guys when you do your little adulty, sexy, you know, thing. I'm going to definitely have to introduce you to to someone who will blow your mind.
I mean,
I'm sure we can get him on. I really think we can.
We'll let you know when we're having our sex show.
Yeah, totally. He owns Penthouse Magazine. He's a friend of mine, and he's kind of a wild and crazy dude. He really is a wild and crazy dude, and really is amazing. Of course, he's the one with the Star Trek room and the Star Wars room. So pretty cool. I'll have to send you some photos so you can see it. It's just really amazing. But I bet you I can get Mark on the show. I bet you he'll love that.
Oh, fantastic. He can offer us wait a minute, I was about to say, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of the Playboy game, so he can't help me with that. But yeah, I was going to complain.
Penthouse.
Make sure I don't say the wrong thing. Is he sensitive about it?
No, not at all. Are you kidding? Tells everyone about it, and why not? And he even started a game company, too, recently.
No, I mean, is he sensitive if I was to say, oh, Playboy, would he be, like, all upset? Like, no, Penthouse.
Play what?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I mention that. So I'm going to move us along because we're getting off topic because you people are just crazy.
I didn't do it, dude.
Yes, you
did.
You
started it.
I did not.
I was all serious and ready to go, and you guys got me all crazy.
Uh-huh, right.
Got you all crazy.
We're actually doing pretty good tonight. We're actually kind of focused, amazingly enough. All right, so little do most people know, let me check the YouTube again to see how many people have seen this, that there was a new addition to Facebook again, still sitting at 312 views, and I added one of those. Did anybody know that they added this timeline business to Facebook?
No, I did not notice, and thankfully, so far, it doesn't seem to be on my Facebook.
Mm. What do we have to do with the timeline?
Well, it's supposed to
spy on people.
Yeah.
That's all Facebook is a way for you to tell people what you're doing so people can fucking spy on you. No, thank you.
I'm taking a fool.
Well, they're saying that they have a million people already using the timeline, and it was just being rolled out in New Zealand then. So I think we got it today or the last 2 days or something like that. It's supposed to play out your life. You have an activity log. You can see all your posts and activities since you started Facebook in a streamlined
fashion. TMI, too much information. Don't want to know about it. That is scary.
Pretty much.
I'm
not in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. I'm married. I'm out of a relationship.
I know.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Can you calm down, please?
And all the people pretend to have such wonderful, fabulous, interesting lives on Facebook. I'm always like, seriously.
I know. I come back and I check mine after like 5 or 6 days, and I've got messages. Where are you? We haven't seen you. This is Facebook. Y'all play with me another game. Y'all see me every day. Don't tell me y'all don't see me.
My sister statuses every 5 seconds on that thing. I'm like, I know exactly what she's doing all the time. I'm like, I would never do that.
And that is unsafe. That is so unsafe because we were talking about this today.
I don't know what she's eating, what she's doing. Yeah. It's like crazy. My nephew's the same way. You know, he's like 12 years old, 13 years old, and everything he does is like posted on that Facebook thing. And I'm like, dude, I know where you are. You know, I don't like that stuff.
I know what your nickname is. I know what your parents' name is. I go to your kid's school, tell him, oh, yeah, I'm Uncle So.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's got a girlfriend before. He knows he's got a girlfriend.
Nuts.
Timeline. Ay.
Well, now, here's the lovely part, okay? No, none of it's lovely. Okay, so the new update, it has – I don't understand this. We were saying the same thing about Twitter. Twitter's adding some of the same features. There's a map that shows where you are, what you like.
I don't want that. Mm-mm.
They got all your photos.
No.
They separated everything out. Then there's your status, music that you've been listening to on Spotify. And then it has it separated by months, what your pictures, your status. Just it really is too much information. And what were we talking about earlier this week? They were talking about introducing a class for kids in computers. What was it, Ginger?
Where the UK is wanting to put in a mandatory computer science course?
Yes.
Hey, so that I would agree with.
Who doesn't have to use a computer?
Right? Well, no, not just this, but I think part of that curriculum should be teaching internet safety. Kids have no idea how stupid it is for you to be posting where you are every second of every day.
Think about trying to get a job and you've posted all these pictures of you drinking, smoking something that's not exactly legal. And you don't think the HR department at the game company is looking at that stuff and go and making the hiring and the firing decision on that? Because we sure are.
Adorable
you
little
know,
sister,
so,
if you're listening, he's talking about you, right?
I tell people that all the time. I had a lady, she was interviewing for a job, and it was a goodbye party. It was so innocent. Goodbye party from her last game company. And, you know, game company got a lot of guys, not so many women yet, but it's changing. And so there's all these pictures of her with guys. And it was a goodbye party. It was nothing, but they got on the internet. They saw that, and they thought she was promiscuous.
Why, what the job?
I was like, what?
Well, see.
On one hand, I want to say it shouldn't matter, but on the other hand, you shouldn't post that stuff up for everybody to see.
Yeah, you got to lock it down. You got to lock down that Facebook account and only have your real friends have access to some of that stuff. And
no,
let
and
the rest of the world
then,
just see
it's
what
why
happens.
I have three.
No, and even then, I don't even know if I would put it up there because your real friends, your quote real friends, might get mad at you one day and do something stupid,
mm-hmm,
like show everybody
mm-hmm.
the picture. So
you know, I never thought about that. You're kind of right.
Now I'm gonna tell everybody about you.
Uh-huh,
people should remember
exactly.
Anything you put out on the internet, if it's out there more than 5 seconds, it's gonna be out there forever.
Exactly.
You've already
and
lost
anybody
it.
Can find it. They can hack your shit. They can get in there. They can spread that shit around. So no, if it is something personal that might even be slightly embarrassing later, that shit is not going up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
that
the next
exactly.
article I'm going to write is, what do you not get about the word World Wide,
Wide
Web?
Internet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. You just can't retract that stuff, you know?
No.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why, and I've already taught my two lovely ladies here, when we're at events, if you see somebody doing something and somebody picks up a camera, just quietly step to your left.
You know what? I would have done that anyway. I'd have been like, picture? No thanks. Let me be over here.
And I do know of some photos where I was present. I'm on the other side of the camera. I'm not in it. I saw exactly what happened. But I'm not going to be involved because, again, it stays up forever.
Right.
So now, why do you all think Facebook keeps adding more stuff? Why?
You know, I actually think they're trying to get more people.
Yeah.
I think they're dying, and they're trying to do whatever they can. I think we're all getting upset about we want privacy. We don't want to be that exposed. I really think that's a trend that's going on. I keep talking to people, and I hear it over and over and over again. So Facebook keeps coming out with these new features to try to, like, hook us back in. I just think their song is sung. Bye-bye.
I think a lot of us want privacy, but I think even more of us don't know how to be private. We've been doing this for so long that it's kind of ingrained. This is what they do. They update everything. They tell us everything because that's how they validate themselves, how they validate their little lives.
Yeah, that's actually really sad to me that no one knows the good thing about having privacy, because there are some things that you want to keep to yourself. If you share that with everybody else in the whole entire world, it cheapens it. It makes
mm-hmm.
it less.
It does. Less. It does.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Ginger. All right. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and jump off the other end because my topic has nothing to do with any of this fun stuff. I think today's my topic's all, yeah. All right. So anyways, 2 days ago we talked about on the morning show, there was a article talking about Apple having a relationship with a patent troll company.
Oh, yes. This was my favorite.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. They are in cohorts with Digitude. And I'm sorry, I'm over here half sneezing. Anyways, they are in partnership with Digitude Cohorts.
Cahoots
with Digitude, who pretty much they hand over patents to this company, and then they agree not to sue Apple. And then they go out and sue everybody else who might be patent infringing.
Upon Apple.
And it's kind of one of those, Corey mentioned, is it insider trading? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
Sounds like the evil empire.
Yeah, to me, it almost seemed more like a mafia thing, you know? You're paying for protection here. Take these, don't sue us.
Take an offer he can't refuse, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. You give us this, this, and this, we'll sue everybody else, we'll leave you out of it.
Take the iPad, leave the cannoli.
Yes, that is exactly how it seems. Did anybody else read this? I think Corey did.
No, it really, you know, I wouldn't have put it in those terms had I not read your comments about it before I read it. But reading it actually with your comment in the back of my head, I totally like had this whole vision going on where like there was a big desk and the patent company was sitting behind, and he, you know, kind of like looks like the Godfather, and Apple's sitting across from him with that like greasy smile on his face, like make him an offer he can't refuse. You know, I mean, I
look like they kind of slide the patents across the table.
Yeah. Like, if you take care of us, we'll take care of you. You know, and slide the paper on across.
I mean, because, and Apple's going to say, well, we didn't do it. Well, of course you did. They did send their patents off to an umbrella company first before it got to Digitude. But the Umbrella Corporation and Digitude are
Umbrella bad
same.
That zombies bad.
Are within the same company, you know? Or same building. Sorry, not same company, same building. So it's just kind of one of those, is it a coincidence or is there something more to it? And should this be allowed?
No.
We live in a weird, weird, weird world. That's all I got to say.
Apple will take over the world. Apple is evil.
The thing is, unfortunately, it's not illegal, but it should be. You should not be handing over things in payment and then telling them to go out and find other people who are, you know, against you and then go after them. We're going to give you these patents now. You go after them for us. It's just wrong, Apple. It's wrong. Period. It may not be illegal yet, but you keep in mind all the little small companies out there who don't have Apple's money. They don't have their resources. And, you know, maybe they didn't realize there was this, you know, patent issue. Apple finds out. They go after them. And, you know, the funny thing is this is the type of thing we expect Microsoft to do, honestly.
Mm.
People expect Microsoft to, you know, they have this back alley dealings and they're looking for hackers. And if the hackers won't join them, they're destroying their computers. I've heard all that crazy rumored stuff. So when I heard it was Apple, when Ginger was reading it, I was like, what? Stop, wait, did you say Apple? I thought you said Microsoft. I'm sorry. Read that. Apple. They're supposed to be like the good guys. Boo.
Really? No. I never saw Apple as a good guy.
Don't be fooled by that friendly interface now.
And it does look really friendly, doesn't it? It's all nice and bright.
It does.
It looks so sweet. No.
We had scrollers. Remember when we were doing the E3? We had these scroll bars. Remember, Apple? Everything was, we had these scrolling things. Like, what is with the scroll bars? Why are you guys so enamored with the scrolling bars? But I think it is a lot like insider trading. You just traded secrets and send somebody out to get more information for you, and then you go back and you sue them. It's not right.
Right. I agree.
Bad apples. Bad. Okay, we got
one bad apple.
Bunch.
Out of my head, woman.
It's comfortable in there.
That's horrible.
Bad.
She's right, though.
My bad girl. All right, so I got time for one more quick one before we have to get off of here. And this will be funny. Speaking of Apple, Microsoft, and Facebook, we're going to lump them all together. We're going to wrap this package up.
Children's euthanasia.
Another thing nobody has caught on to yet is that, and I didn't even know this was coming, and usually I know everything. Microsoft launched their social network. Did you know they had
that? You showed that to us, I think.
I was not expecting that, to be honest.
A little late, huh?
Yeah.
What's it called?
SO.CL, pronounced social.
I'm going to
log on right now.
It's being billed as a site for student collaboration. This is from our peoples over at VentureBeat. Hello, guys. It's being built as a site for student collaboration and information gathering. You know, what Facebook started out as. They're calling it an experimental research project. So it's currently only available to students studying information and design at University of Washington, Syracuse, and New York University. You know, where all the smart programs
are. Let's
start
with the universities first. Jeez,
okay, let me tell you what that sounds like to me.
That
totally sounds like Microsoft is, like, taking jabs at Facebook.
Facebook, yes.
Like, yeah, they're like, so you were supposed to start off with this? Oh, well, we're going to do it right. Jab, 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 you know.
I love you.
So we're
going
to start with
you're
high school
evil,
students.
I love you.
Man.
Now, so what does this mean for Google Plus, for our Facebook?
I don't think it means anything for Google Plus.
Yeah, that poor thing.
I think
I don't
Google's
know what's
just
kind of
sitting. I don't know.
Y'all think
I have an account? I never go over there.
I'm horrible. I have an account, and I have all these requests from people to, like, you know, link with them, whatever, and I just have them in a bucket, you know, one of my inbox buckets, and I just have less time. It's Facebook, it's Skype, it's LinkedIn, it's, oh, my God, there's just too much going on. I got to do my job.
That is exactly why all of our stuff is linked, so when I click one button, it goes everywhere. I do not want to keep up with all that
stuff.
Now, here's the ironic thing. I'm over at Social, looking at the screenshots of the new social network, and it looks amazingly like an amalgamation of Facebook and Google Plus. Like they put the two together, and this is the baby.
Well, maybe they should, because I liked some of the things about Google Plus and some of the things I didn't, and I liked some of the things from Facebook. And
I didn't say they took the good parts.
Oh. See? No, man.
It's not what I said. It's what I didn't say. So
there's MySpace.
Sorry.
I had to. Okay.
Now, they're saying on their pages they're not meaning to replace existing full-featured search and social engine tools, social networking tools.
Please.
It's just an experimental research project.
Oh, please. They are totally heading in that direction. That is totally a jab at Facebook. We're gonna do what you said you were going to do, but we're going to do it better. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, they're sitting over in the corner laughing eagerly while they wring their hands together. Ha, 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 ha.
But hopefully they will
do it better. Maybe they will. Who knows?
Well, they can't
get
any worse.
Microsoft has their hands in too many pockets. One thing I am growing increasingly pissed off at them about is that they're trying to turn the Xbox into this whole multimedia kit, and they're leaving the gamers behind. And we're the reason that they have an Xbox in the first fucking place. So
what do you think the PlayStation and the Xbox is all about? They just want our living room. They want total domination of the living room.
I don't care what PlayStation does, but I'm saying I was on Xbox the second week it was in existence. I'm one of the people who was, you know, big Xbox advocate, Xbox Live. You got to try it. And now you're willing to leave us behind because they're looking to get a TV exec for programming. I don't hear anything about games. I just hear about how they're planning on, you know.
Yeah, they just want one box in the living room that does all your entertainment. It makes sense to me. World domination.
You lose your gamers, you have lost your world domination. We are
well. See,
world.
That's what I think. Facebook screwed it up. I mean, now they're charging us. I mean, they're charging the game companies now. You know, this year, 2012, with, you know, 30% of whatever their revenues, whatever that had been forked over to Facebook, and they built themselves on the back of us gamers. So that's why I think Facebook has really shot themselves in the foot.
You are absolutely right. And I think that's why Google had such a hiccup taking off, was that there weren't any games when you first started.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Exactly, because we rule and we make it happen.
That's right. Who run the world? Oh. Okay. Oh, Ginger, why did you say that out loud? Did you just type that really?
Yes, I did. Anybody else notice that when you go to the social, SO.CL, your sign-in is Facebook?
Well, a lot of sites do that. It's easier to swipe the data right off of there. You know, why retype it all?
Google Plus doesn't.
I'm telling you, Microsoft is taking a jab at Facebook. That's what it is.
All right. That music means it is time for us to get the flock out of here.
Ladies, what a pleasure it was to hang with you this evening. Really, you put a big smile on my face. What fun.
Likewise.
So much fun, Mark. Thank you for coming by. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. And rock on. Keep it going. Game on. And I hope to be back again.
One more time. URL. One more time.
Oh, GIVCE.com. Game Interesting Virtual Career Expo.com.
Yay.
Woohoo.
I'll be there. We'll see you guys bright and early in the morning. Oh, and as I said, our virtual store is open. Drop by and check out Ginger's goodies.
Come buy my goodies. Well, you know, you can't really buy my goodies, but come rent out my goodies.
You can only buy the real goodies if you come through me first.
Ooh. Sounds like a party.
I'm her virtual pimp. I'm just letting you know.
Jay's supposed to be our pimp, but
I know you won't come in and get all fixed up. Ugh.
All right, y'all, turning it up. Peace out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Come tomorrow. Well, listen. If you want to come, that's your business. But listen tomorrow. And listen for Ginger and Corey and the Pix and Issa show on Tuesday.
You got me hooked.
Yay.
Yay.